It is time for Ruth Epstein, and this look at the news stories that Ruth has been following for us in the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth. Happy Hanukkah. How are you this morning?
How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Good. So, busy week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Actually, all eyes were on Falls Village this week.
They had like two or three big meetings.
Big meetings. Big meeting on a proposal from Frontier, and that's the big talk these days is technology. Frontier is proposing a plan to wire all the houses in Falls Village. This one is different from the one in Sharon. This is fiber optic, and they are already wiring 300 and some odd or 500 and some odd houses, but the 268 that are really far out, they cannot do unless they get partner with the town. So that they held a meeting the other night, and the selectmen just wanted to get an idea if townspeople are willing to pay through the budget $725,000 over the next 20 years maybe, to install this wire through all the town. And there was some pushback. There were a lot of questions. Henry Todd, the first selectman, explained, his feelings. He's a strong supporter. There was a representative there from Frontier, and they're going to bring it before a town meeting in late January.
What's great about it, and, you've got nowadays, you've got your own personal satellite, it can be a Starlink, or you've got Comcast, which has excellent internet service, and you've got Frontier, which has now gone from poor internet service to decent internet service with their fiber optic. And I just think that every town that can get into a joint partnership with a communications company to bring their town, a majority of their town, internet. If they don't do it now, they're going to regret it later.
Well, as Henry said, what does he call it? We're a third world country or third world town when it comes to this internet service. And, how many times have we said it, Marshall? It attracts people. It attracts businesses. It's telemedicine is important. Cell phone service. I mean, they're just so many advantages.
When people consider buying houses and property,
exactly,
one of the first things they look at is their internet service.
Exactly. If you want to attract people, you've got to do it. Schools, remote, everything. So different from Sharon. And Sharon, it's a $1.6 million price tag for copper. And I'm the last one to talk about technology because I know this is very little. But apparently, this is more modern fiber optic, quicker, more reliable. That's what they're saying. So either way, whether you whatever it is, I would think you'd want it in your town.
Yeah. And
so we'll be following it late in January, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's like I said. I think Sharon. A lot of towns will look at what Sharon did and see what company they have and how they can partner with that company to bring internet service. Because folks, it's no longer just for games. It's part of your life, whether you like it or not.
Well, it's a utility like electricity and everything else. You got to have it. And Henry again brought out that case where a woman had no cell service and had to come to the center of town to call an ambulance because her husband was having a heart attack. I mean, you hear stories like that, and I mean, it just seems to me you want to do it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So also in Falls Village, there was a meeting, a little tense, between the boards of education and finance. The finance board asked questions last months during the budget season of Chairman Pat McCara, Board of Ed Chairman, and she said, I can't answer the question because I have to talk to my whole board. And they went back and forth and said, well, we want an answer, and we're cutting it because we didn't get an answer. And they decided they better have a meeting to, go over and get things smoothed over. So the Board of Ed came on last week and talked to the Board of Finance, and they, the Board of Ed, it was Lisa Carter, the superintendent, the Stacy Callow, the principal, and Tom Mooney, their attorney. And all was very congenial during the meeting, but there were concerns after they left about still what the Finance Board wants. And there was some contention afterwards. So, again, I think this is something we will be following. It should be interesting. Lots, again, of holiday events. We had, if you look out your window, Marshall, you'll see the menorah. It was lit last night for the first night of Hanukkah by Carl Shayette, and a group of people came out. It was lovely. Falls Village did its holiday party, tree lighting, and Santa Claus visit on Saturday. And so I think we're about done with holiday festivities, public-wise. I think that was it. And we look ahead to very quiet.
Oh, it's a very quiet, very quiet week this week. I mean, there's some meetings coming up, like the American Rescue Plan Act meeting is tonight in Sharon. Planning and zoning in Salisbury coming up tonight. In Cornwall, they're having the Zoning Board of Appeals, but inland wetlands in Kent. But that's about it. This is a this
Cornwall
is a very
has point. Its selectmen's meeting tonight. But and then there was a meeting in Sharon. They discussed the selectmen discussed the teen center and its future, and there was a discussion about the ongoing discussion about the parking lot, which you're quite familiar with, and what's, you know, they've been working on how they're going to upgrade that area. And but otherwise, I think everybody's just had it and wants to take off for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be hopefully a quiet couple of weeks. No surprises.
Please, yes. Hopefully.
I think we've all earned a nice quiet holiday season through at least the first of the year.
Exactly. The other thing is the 12x12 art show at the Hunt Library. If you get a chance, you know, all the paintings are 12x12, and they're just great. They had 150 people there the other night.
I read your story on it, and I said to myself, my gosh, that is just an incredible turnout.
It was. I got there a little after the start of it, and they said it was just mopped, and which is terrific. And it's Hunt Library does fantastic shows. They're just wonderful. And if you need some gifts, those paintings are just they're whimsical. They're beautiful. They're everybody.
And a portion of the proceeds goes to benefit the library.
Mm-hmm. They share it. Yeah. It's great. So as I say, otherwise, hopefully we're quiet. I will. I don't know if I'll have much to tell you next week, but you never know.
Hey, we'll speak and see what happens.
You and I can just converse.
That's right, even if it's just to say hello.
That's right, absolutely. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And happy Hanukkah and Christmas to you and your family, Ruth.
Thanks, Marshall. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth's efforts at rep-am.com on the web.